Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. Can we believe it? It is the end of May already. I have no idea how we got here. It is so wild that we are 5 months through the year. But wanted to kind of finalize this series. I started this series in mid-April, talk about how I'm winning in 2025. Had a six-part series there talking about consistency, focusing on relationships, boundaries, prioritizing rest, serving others, and celebrating your wins. And so I didn't exactly plan it this way necessarily until a couple weeks ago. And then when it all came together, I said, hey, this would be a really cool way to close out the series and close out May. And so last week we were talking about celebrating wins, and I want to share with you probably one of my biggest wins in a long, long time. And it was that a couple days ago, actually middle of the week, last week, I officially hit the Icon Award with eXp Realty. If you've been following along for a while, you know this wasn't just a goal on a vision board. This wasn't a dream I was going after. And it's kind of interesting because more than anything, I think it's very powerful when you have people that believe in you more than you believe in yourself. So we'll talk about what Icon really means. But even more than that, I want to celebrate, does that sound familiar? Not only me winning Icon, but celebrating the people and the partnerships who made this possible. Because this, again, this is not just my win. This was our win. So if you don't know the Icon Award, let me explain for a minute what it actually is, especially if you're not at eXp, you're figuring it out, right? At eXp Realty, when you cap, meaning you've paid $16,000 to the company at an 80-20 split, you go to 100% commission. If you keep producing from there, and also give back to the company by teaching, mentoring, contributing to the culture, et cetera, you hit Icon status. And that $16,000 that you paid to the company, which I hit, you know, my cap resets June 1st. So it's about to reset on Sunday. But, you know, when you hit that cap, that $16,000 cap, then you're at 100% commission the rest of the year. And then when you hit Icon status, you get your entire $16,000 cap that you paid back in the form of company stock. So that is not a typo. That's $16,000 that I paid to eXp this year. They hand it back to me in stock. I become more of an owner in the company and get recognized as one of the top agents in the entire company. There's, I don't know, 100,000 eXp agents, less than 1,000 people hit it every year. So it's less than 1%. And to me, it's not just about the money. It's not about the $16,000. It's about what it represents for me. Freedom, leadership, impact. And I got to be honest, right? I did not get here alone. If I'm honest with you, I never thought I'd be here. I mean, it was actually some of the Wolfpack leaders, especially Jeremy Cain, who believed I could be here. And I'll be honest with you guys, I never thought I would be here. I really didn't, right? I joined eXp in May of 2023. I remember telling Jeremy Cain, one of my closest friends and now a massive part of my story. I said, oh, okay, fine, I'll come to eXp, but I'm not recruiting anybody. I literally said that. I was like, I'm not that guy. I'm not a recruiter. I'm just going to quietly sell houses. Jeremy didn't pressure me. He didn't try to convince me otherwise. But what he did do is believe in me, right? He saw something in me that I didn't even see yet, and that belief planted a seed, right?
And just like a plant, right? A seed gets planted, you know, and it can grow into a massive, massive plant. Jeremy really believed in me. And then over time, as I plugged into the Wolfpack and our group and surrounded myself with incredible leaders like Connor Steinbuch, Mike Sherrard, Louis Gall, and of course, Jeremy himself, I started to grow not just as an agent, as a leader. And you know, it's so funny, as I'm recording this last week of May, me and Jeremy had a call today for an hour and a half with someone interested in eXp that we've known for a few years. And they're looking at the different brokerage options. And I said to them, I just said, hey, we're not going to pressure you. We're not those people. But I do want to ask you this other brokerage, right? ABC Brokerage, like, do they bring the value, and do you trust them and believe in them? And have they supported your business the way myself, Jeremy, and someone else within the Wolfpack that they're close to has? And they said, no, not a chance, not even close. So it's just, again, we're talking about Icon today, but it is just so wild what can happen when you have people that believe in you. So, right, with Jeremy's help, I started to grow not just as an agent, but as a leader. I started to believe that I could help people, right? That I could attract agents and great agents, right? My rev share has grown a ton. That I could build a business that wasn't just built around transactions, but around people, community, and value. But if I'm being totally honest, like, I probably wouldn't have stuck with it if I didn't have those amazing people leading me, right? They weren't just talking about success. They weren't just, it's not like a facade, it's real. You know, again, remember we talk about all those things in terms of winning this year. This is what I've learned from them, right? I don't want to be at the top by myself and kind of like stepping on people to get there. I want to be like the leaders above me at EXP with the Wolfpack, sharing that success with people around me. So, you know, they've shared it with me, with our group, with anyone who wanted to grow. And that's the wild part to me, right? You know, Mike Sherrard, Connor Steinbrook, Louis Gault, all three of them above Jeremy and myself, out of production, not selling houses, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, or in, you know, Mike and Connor's case, millions of dollars a year. And it's kind of wild because I got to be honest, if I was making millions of dollars a year, I don't know that I'd be plugged in. But since being a part of the Wolfpack, I've really rethought, like, hey, you know, no matter how much you make, whatever it leads to, always serve your people. So again, let's go back to it. Celebrating Icon, I can't believe it. Like, when I saw it happened, I was like, holy crap, like, this really happened. You know, and so today's a celebration, really, right? This isn't a solo trophy, right? This is community. First and foremost, to God for, you know, the blessing to me and my family and how the business has grown. I'm so thankful for how the Lord's provided for us going from that broke realtor in 2019 and 2020 to now is pretty wild. And again, this is for the clients who've trusted me, right? 27, 28, 29 deals in a year, whatever it is, June 1st of last year to May 30th of this year is insane. It really is. And I wouldn't have been there without my amazing clients. And now I get to continue to grow my real estate business, but this is also for the future too, right? I want to look back on this episode and think about the agents who have partnered with me and continued to partner with me on this wild journey and kind of locked arms together. Right? Got 42 agents and growing, right? I imagine another 5 to 10 will be with me before the end of the summer. And it's just building relationships. I'm not in inboxes. I'm not doing any of that stuff. So yeah, the agents, love you guys. So many of you that I can't even think of mentioning by name, but you know, Mandy, Sarah, Madison, Clarissa, Dave, there's so many. And it's been really cool. Shout out, especially to my Pennsylvania crew. Like, I came to EXP and was one of the few agents in Pennsylvania, and people said I wouldn't succeed. And now I've got 10 to 15 agents all within an hour of me. And that's really cool, right? Vanessa down in Reading, Sarah Lingle out in Lebanon. It's been a huge blessing. Lots of Wolfpack family. So many I can't even mention because there's dozens, if not hundreds of them. But again, especially the leadership crew. Jeremy Kane, Louis Gault, Connor Steinbrook, Mike Sherrard, appreciate you guys so much. My family, again, very thankful. And again, when you're going for a big like sales push like I did to win Icon, like, that puts pressure on your family. That puts pressure on Val, who's a stay-at-home mom. It does, and she's been a champ. And again, thankful for God and His grace, timing, and the doors He's opened. You know, when I look at, really, I'm excited about it, and I love, and yeah, the stock is great and all that. But when I look at the Icon Award now, here's the deal. I do not see numbers. I see names. I see faces. I see stories. And I tell so many people, those of you that I get to train, the honor of training, the, you know, 50, 60, whatever it is, that I get to train in the membership, right? I get to see you guys grow, and that's really fun. You know, and what I'm really proud of, right, is just the journey, right? Watching agents in my downline grow in confidence. People who once said, I can't do this, now see them crushing it. seeing new agents who join the wolf pack and finally feel seen in their business and like they can have success. I love the stories of the agents that have joined me. They were at a previous brokerage. They were there a year and a half, 2 years, couldn't sell a house. They come over and join us. I teach them the social media stuff. And 30, 60, 90 days later, they've got some stuff under contract. So that motivates me. Hearing from those of you who listen to the podcast who say your story made me believe I could do it too. Like, I appreciate and love you guys, and I'm very thankful for you being on the journey and listening to it. So here's the thing, right? Let's bring it all back about winning this year. Relationships, boundaries, rest, serving others, celebrating your wins. I am thankful. Icon is just really a celebration of creating a business that gives me margin to go to Florida, take my family to spring training, attend marriage retreats, go away with our small group from church, take our kids away. As I record this, tomorrow, Val is going away. those of you that are married and have young kids, the best thing you can give your spouse for Mother's Day is time away from you. I love you, sweetie. But tomorrow, Val is a part of her Mother's Day gift is, and you know, I just know that she loves getting a break because she's kind of, you know, on 24/7, 365. So tomorrow she's going to a hotel 10, 15 minutes away, but she'll get a break, right? Read, rest, take a nap, really whatever she wants to do for, you know, 24 hours from 11 a.m. tomorrow, you know, the day I'm recording this to, you know, noon, 1 o'clock when we can get into the room early. To the next day at, you know, 11, 12 o'clock. So 24 hours or just short of that, right? That's the fun part for me, right? Having the margin for my family. And it's cool, right? Like, we'll go. There's a pool there at the, you know, hotel about 5-10 minutes from our house. So we will go. We'll swim for a couple hours together. She'll probably go to her room, you know, maybe an hour or two, swim. She'll go to her room, rest, read, take a break, take a nap, whatever. Maybe I'll stay swimming with the kids, come home, give her a break, let her sleep in for once. And then maybe we go back the next morning and swim again before her checkout. But Icon at the end of the day for me is building a business that is not about making the most money. It is about creating margin and freedom. And that to me, knowing that I've built something with depth, not just speed, knowing that I've built something that I can teach others, and knowing that I've built something that gives me time to be with my wife and intentional about that and time with my kids, that's the real win. And that's the kind of success worth celebrating. So yeah, this to me is just the beginning. Hitting Icon is not the finish line. If anything, it feels like a starting line at this point. I want to sell more houses. You guys already know, I really don't. It means that now I get to pour even more into people. It means more teaching, more coaching, more mentoring, more serving, more investing in others, in you. If you're out there listening, wondering if you could ever get there too, I'm telling you that you can. And I'm so excited to really serve people like you. So, and I'm not just saying that to hype you up. I'm saying it because I didn't think I could do it either. Remember when I first joined eXp and I was like, oh, you know, whatever, but I won't recruit agents. I won't do this. I won't, you know, and I didn't even see myself ever hitting Icon. Now look at what's happened, right? Top 1% for sure as an Icon agent, over to 40 agents and growing, closer to 50. Reoccurring income, a business around people and not pressure. So I didn't believe it was possible, but somebody else did. Thank you, Jeremy Kane, Louis Galt, Mike Shard, Connor Steinberg, and so many others for believing in me. And eventually I started to believe too. So to wrap up today's episode and kind of this series, if you've been a part of the journey, whether you're a client, listener, agent, mentor, or someone who's encouraged me along the way or followed my journey, thank you so much. This Icon Award is not about John. It really belongs to everyone. And next week, I'm going to break it down for you, like a full deep dive on what this means and, you know, how my journey is growing. So if you've ever thought about, like, what's this Icon thing even mean? Is eXp really worth the hype? Like, don't miss next week's episode. Until then, thank you so much for celebrating with me. Thanks for being on this journey. And keep going, because your Icon moment, whatever that is for you, either at eXp or your brokerage or whatever, might be closer than you think. So appreciate you guys so much. Have an awesome weekend and week coming up, and I'll talk to you guys next Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.